Welcome to Wealth and Lifestyle with your host, Kara Jeffers. This week, we're on how to be successful from A to Z, and this week, we're up to letter S. So the three words that I want you guys to focus on is start, source, and steady. And honestly, of course, if we're going to start to focus on success and see how I use the word start, or if there's something that you're going to do, you have to start it. You know, and it sounds really simple, but it's not. And why I say that, and how come you have to write that down? And we spoke about something pertaining to this, meaning when you write your goals down, you have to set a date and you have to keep yourself accountable. Because what happens is we want to do things, and if we don't have a date, we don't have any pressure to do it. We don't have a reason. It has to have a reason, right? And that would lead us into our next one, which is source. But before we go into source, still focusing on the word start as a key component. When you hear this and you've heard it before, you have to remember, obviously, if you never begin, which is the definition of start, and you never begin, how can whatever it is that you want to work on be done? And it's the simple things like the steps. Each step have to be started. You could start a journey, you could start a project. For the project to be completed, each level that is needed intricately to complete whatever your vision is, you have to start each level. So starting is a process that's going to happen all the time. It's going to reoccur. So starting is a variable on every single level. You will always be starting something. You will always be getting to do something new. And if change in the organization of completing something becomes overbearing, you can take a break. You can revisit your goal. You can remodel it. It's nothing wrong with being flexible, but it's to remember that you have to start. And the reason why I wanted to point out and go more in depth, because it's not only about starting as far as the initiation. You want to open a school, you want a business, you want to buy a home, you can start it. But in order to complete it, you have to continue to start each step. And that's the picture that I want to give you guys to remember. So you'll complete the first process. Okay, so I have to buy a house, or I have to go back to school. So you get the application, you start it. Okay, you have to fill it out. You have to submit everything that is needed. You have to follow up. So starting will be an ongoing process. And I want you guys to remember that and always to stay excited for whatever it is that you're working on. Leading us to the source. And the reason why these are always connected, because if you don't have a source, you know, and not to take you guys to church, but I always have to plug in my plug, which is God, and he's my source. Now, my source is all-knowing, all-powerful, invincible, healer, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the first and the last. He was and is and always will be. Has to be my source. Cannot be anything else. And the reason why I put this in for you guys, not here to tell you what faith to have. I'm not here to judge what is your spiritual foundation or religion or where you draw strength from. But for me, as a child of God, raised in a Pentecostal church, yes, I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus on earth, all God, all man. Again, respectfully, that's my faith. And whoever's listening to this, I respect yours as well. And the reason how come I put source as a factor when it comes to how to be successful is because when your source is something outside of yourself that is not reliable, and you're drawing strength from something that is fallible, what happens is a lot of times it can deter you from your starting point or what you're focused on. And I say that to say, when God gives you a vision and God puts something in you, when your source is immovable, it will drive you to the end of completion of everything he put in your heart for you to do. So I encourage you that if God gave you a word and he's telling you, you're going to do this, this is what it is, or even if it's something that you feel God is opening the door for you, understand, because God's time is not our time. He will finish whatever he started in you, and anything he put your hand to do, you will complete. In Jesus' name. And don't ever fear that, you know, things are going to happen. Challenges occur. Don't ever fear that because of that, for some reason, you know, it's not possible because of challenges and deterrence and things changing the course of your initial path. It's all a part of life. So I encourage you, whatever your source is, to remember that is a very important piece in success. Because when you know you will always be loved, thought of, cared for, that's going to push you to the end. And see, it's so amazing how the Word of God says, even the hair on our head, God knows every single one. The tears that we cry, he has them in a bottle. You will always, always be loved and guided for what is the best for you. And that brings us into study. So yes, your source, let it be invincible, and let it be the place where you get your strength, warmth, motivation, and unwavering strength. Because when you're not strong, you're going to have to tap into a power that's going to take you to the next level that is way bigger than you. Steady was a word that I wanted to choose for you guys because it reminded me of discipline, consistency, and when I said, you know, I'm looking, I'm researching, and I was saying to myself after I prayed before I even started the podcast today, I said, you know, because remember, this is how to be successful, A to Z. Every single word that we have gone over every week is all a part of our success. And steady is so important. Because just like the Word of God, the race says, the Word of God says the race is not for the swift, but those that endure to the end. It's not about how fast it takes for you to do something. It's not about who gets there first, second, or third. And I did a video on that, where every place that you're at is for you. So where you're at is for you. Where someone else is for them. It's not necessarily that they're before you or you're behind them. You know, the way capitalism is set up and the fact that we're so driven in career and industry and everything is very secular in our thought process, we look at things in like a ladder fashion. Almost like a caste system economically and socially is embedded in our heads, to the fact where you equate a lot of your worth and success with the hierarchy of economics, wealth, and again, career. But what I want to say this week is to remember, those things need to be abolished in your mind mentally, because those are social fashions that have been organized way before you was here to actually systematically have you thinking and operating in a certain way. But if you are to remember, let's say we were a social society, a communal society of love and peace, wherever you're at is where you're supposed to be. Whether you're a doctor, a teacher, or you work at a cashier, your success is almost like a line. You can't think of it up and down, because every part of society is 100% as important as the next. Because without one, the other wouldn't work. As fragmented as each part is, it's just like the body. Each part is needed. So steady is the way to go. Just be consistent. Stay your course and stay focused on your goal. Be with all of the distractions we have. You focus. You stay steady. And never compare yourself to the person to the left or right, because that doesn't determine anything. Because it's not a race of, okay, they're ahead of me, they're behind me again. And when you begin to value your steady focus and your steady journey, the peace that you'll have is much different, which is all connected from your source and how you start every single part to get to the end of that goal. And even after you complete that goal, you'll be starting again, something else and something else. Stay connected to your source and stay steady. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next week. This is Wealth and Lifestyle with your host, Kara Jeffers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.